Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Brown moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Askew reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Cardenal scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Tommy Harper. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is walked intentionally. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Jose Vidal. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to third. Brown moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to third. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive to right field. Northrup throws towards Matchick. Matchick fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matchick. Snyder moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbon fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Machick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0-for-1 in the game. Frean hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick is 0-for-1 in the game. Machick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0-for-1 in the game. Ribbent hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash strikes out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matchick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.